Thank you for choosing our Shop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, Phil. How are you? My name is Brent Toby. I'm calling from Ulster Park, New York. I received something in the mail from you guys with a different phone number on it. And for some reason, I can't get through on that number. I don't know if I wrote the wrong phone number down or not. I'm looking to see about it said contact you guys. You guys will be in our area soon. And I wanted to see about maybe getting service with you guys for the internet stuff.
I could definitely take a look at that and see if we do have service available, and if we do, when it will be available for you in your area. So what is your home address?
1464 State Route 213, Ulster, Ulster Park, Park, New York, 12487.
Give me a second while I look that up real quick.
Not a problem.
You said State Route 213?
Correct.
All right, give me one second while I look up this information, because that may be our Warwick.
Nope, it shouldn't be. It's close to Kingston.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, you're just south of Port Ewan. Okay. So, yeah, definitely us. I'm not too familiar with all of the little cities and villages and everything around. So it's looking like your in-service date right now is tentatively set for the first of the year. So New Year's Day, huzzah! We are sadly closed on New Year's Day, but yes, you're...
That area, is that what you're doing?
So right now what we are doing is we are laying the fiber optic lines in Ulster Park, so that way we can get service out to you guys at the beginning of the new year.
And the fiber optic's got to be better than the other shit, right?
It is very much so. We actually do have a guaranteed speeds of for our 1 gigabit net of 1,000 megabytes up and 1,000 megabytes down.
So I have a question for you. Now, I have 6 televisions in my house.
Okay.
Now, I use Hulu on my televisions. Would that be enough to run those televisions and a PS5 and cell phones and...
So for all the gaming consoles, the large amount of TVs and everything, I would honestly recommend our 2 gigabit service, which at the router, at the modem that we provide you is 2 gigabits of service, which means it's a 2 gigabit lane. Most devices usually can only handle up to 1 gig because they only possess either an Ethernet switch or a Wi-Fi switch that can handle up to about a gigabit of speed. But for that amount, I would recommend our 2 gigabit line, so that way you have enough space for all of those devices to breathe and utilize the network, even if multiple TVs or devices are online at the same time.
Now, the other question I have like a whole home system. I had to get other routers to put through my house to get this to be able to run through. Am I going to need that with your guys' stuff?
So you can utilize that if you want. And for the sake of your network adaptability that you already have in place, it would be easy enough for us to simply just swap out the modem that you are currently going through with Spectrum or whoever you have, and replacing it with ours and connecting that up to your router so that it goes throughout your home, essentially just swapping out the source of where the internet's coming from. That way none of your devices will see any delay of service because of having to switch all of them over to a new network name.
Yeah, but I have additional what do they call that?
Wi-Fi extenders. The Wi-Fi extenders.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember. Deco is what it's called, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah, so long as you are, so if they are already tied into your current router that you're using for your internet, everything should be fine. If it's one that's provided to you, we will provide you with our own router, so that way you have a base model. But if you're utilizing their whole home Wi-Fi system, you can just simply take the cord that goes into the internet in port on that router and plug it into the back of our our modem, and it'll connect you right up, and you'll have our fast high-speed internet.
Yeah, I'd probably have to get a router from you guys, too. I think Spectrum provided me with a router.
So we do actually provide one router and one Wi-Fi extender at no additional cost. And the nice thing about all of our stuff is all of your taxes, fees, and the cost of the equipment is included in your price.
Okay, so what would that be a month?
So for the 2 gigabit line, because of the large amount of devices that you're utilizing, especially if you have kids that like to play video games, and you know they probably do, even if it's yourself that likes to play those video games, being online is highly important. So for the 2 gigabit line, the base price is $99.99 a month, but with ACH auto payments and paperless billing, that is $89.99 a month, and there's no additional costs or fees on top of that.
So the $69.99 is the 1 gigabyte.
That is correct, and it's $20 more a month for our 2 gig.
Okay, so that's really not that big of a deal. Okay. All right, so when would I would call back at the first of the year?
So we can actually, if you want to, we can get you signed up for service today. That way you're on the list, so that way when the first comes around, technically we'll probably be giving you a call on the second to set up your service installation date. We would be giving you a call to get that service date set up, and you'd be good to go, and you don't have to worry about anything, and we don't take a penny from you today. We don't take a penny anything from you next month. We don't take a penny from you until your service has been installed with us.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we go ahead and do that?
All right, fantastic. And did you want to go for that 2 gigabit internet as we discussed?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the best way to go.
All right. So we'll say with no additional extenders right now because you do have your own system, but we can provide you with an additional one just in case you need to have another link point to our main network.
Yeah, I have two. I bought two of the Deco things myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they belong to me. So I will have them at the house when those guys come to.
No worries. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
Awesome. All righty. Do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
You rent. Who do you rent from?
A guy in Poughkeepsie.
do you know his name?
Why? Do we have to get his approval to
so
do this?
We have to have his permission to be on property. That's the only thing, is we just have to have permission from him to say, yes, we can be on the premises in order to install the fiber optic line to the house, as well as bring the fiber optic line into the house. Because we do have to connect our fiber line from the street to the home. And that may require an attachment point as well as the insertion point into the home. Essentially, making modifications to the home that we need approval from the homeowner.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll call him, and I'll go over it with him and see what he says, and then I'll just, I guess, call you guys back.
All right, no worries about that. We definitely would love to hear back from you, and as soon as you do give us a call back, we'd be ready to get you set up.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's it.
All righty, well, thank you for calling us here at our shop, Fiber. We'll look forward to hearing back from you.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.